it was the voice that really stuck with me. It didn't feel like people were dancing around issues. And luckily, I got the job.
Is that what attracts you to the books that you like to read?
In some cases, Imagineering Atlanta has that voice.
And Imagineering Atlanta is one of the three books that you brought to talk about.
Imagineering Atlanta, it's written by Charles Ruthizer. Around the time of the Atlanta Olympics, he went out to kind of tell the story of boosterism in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it was a incredibly critical story of the city. There are some parts I don't agree with. Regardless, it's so needed, especially in this city. I've always found with Atlanta that we're always kind of focused on the future, and we're trying to move so quickly to become something, but we sometimes don't exactly know what it is.
But how does that make us different from any other city?
I mean, it's a great question. It's so wrapped up in Atlanta's identity. We cling to the idea of, you know, the phoenix rising from the ashes, always evolving, and also the power structure in the city that has remained for who knows how many decades it's been. It's one of the books that's influenced my reporting a lot. It's like a little tool in my toolkit. For me to go back and to hear stories about people that today I cover was fascinating.
Imagineering Atlanta by Charles Ruthizer. Your second book, this is something quite different.
Yes, Dry by Augustine Burroughs.
And this is nonfiction also, right?
Nonfiction also. It's a story about a advertising executive who has a terrible drinking problem. He writes about spraying cologne on his tongue.
To get the alcohol.
To get the alcohol off. In the mornings, waking up hungover late. Mm-hmm. So you're a spectator to this life that's just in a downward spiral. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been in recovery for 6 years now. At my lowest, you know, I was drinking Listerine because all the stores were closed. And I would always think back to, I'm doing the things that I never thought I would do. And the story that he tells in this book is one of the better stories of alcoholism I've ever read.
What made it different?
He was optimistic, but he wasn't rosy-eyed. He still has faults.
Dry by Augustine Burroughs. And finally, this is one that was a movie not too long ago. It's The Road.
This book, probably more than any other book, hit me and stayed with me and influenced me. The post-apocalyptic tale, most of the population's been wiped out, and a father and son are just walking along a road with a shopping cart filled with, you know, whatever canned goods they can find. I greatly admire people who, when faced with a daunting challenge, can actually find the strength to go out and continue. It's something that I find a lot with the stories I report and write on, and that's what I saw in this book. To read a story about a father taking his son through this world, they don't know where they're going, to me really touched me. I finished the book as I was landing in Atlanta, moving home from New York to go to treatment. And I actually finally got a chance to watch the movie a couple weeks ago with my wife. And my favorite part of the book is the very last paragraph. He writes about the mystery of life. And I was hoping the narrator would say it, and I didn't hear it. So after the movie ended, I went and got the book. I brought it out, and I read it aloud for my wife, and I started bawling. And she was looking at me like, well, who did I marry?
You guys have been married for how long at that point?
2 years now.
Why don't you share that passage with the rest of us as well?
Once there were brook trout in the streams in the mountains, you could see them standing in the amber current where the white edges of their fins wimpled softly in the flow. They smelled of moss in your hand, polished and muscular and torsional. On their backs were vermiculate patterns that were maps of the world in its becoming, maps and mazes, of a thing which could not be put back, not be made right again. In the deep glens where they lived, all things were older than man, and they hummed of mystery. Even when times are difficult, there's so much wonder in the world, and there's so much to continue, you know, pushing for. I think about that all the time.
Thomas Wheatley of Creative Loafing. What a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure's been mine.